you and Dr. Walt Larimore wrote an excellent book on this topic. It's called Workplace Grace. And the book, actually, I should mention, I'm going to give you some kudos here. It won an award from Christianity Today a couple years ago. Let's talk about one of the areas that you address, which I think a lot of Christians don't think about, and that is competence in the workplace, that we are called to be the best worker that we can be, and how that is a witness to our coworkers and to our supervisor.
Bill, a lot of Christians have operated under the misunderstanding that our daily work really is not that important to God. I certainly was that way. When I became a Christian, I wanted to be on God's A-team, and so I did what everybody said you needed to do, and that is I went to seminary so I could be, you know, really God's influential person. And I did not realize what the incredible amount of information in the Bible about our daily work. And over the years, I became to really understand how important work really is in God's sight. In Genesis chapter 1, we are commanded to go to work to make this world a better place. In Genesis 1:28, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. The word fill the earth, actually fill, means to bring it to full flower, and we do that in our daily work as we make things, as we fix things, as we develop new things, new ideas. And so God really cares about this physical world, and he cares about our work. In fact, there's more about work than worship in the Bible. And according to Colossians chapter 2, our work, our daily work, no matter what it is, no matter how menial we might think it is, actually can be and should be done to the glory of God. That's what he intended from the very beginning of our creation. That's what he commissioned us to do before the fall, before evangelism would have had any meaning to people. He tells us to go to work, and obviously if we're going to do it for God, we should do our very best. Colossians 3 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, putting your whole heart into it as an act of reverence, you know, for the Lord. And so that's really actually the first measure of our discipleship is not how much, you know, how many Bible verses we've learned, but how we are actually bringing Christ into our daily work, or the ordinary work we do on an everyday basis, whatever that might be.